getting by easy guy.
Yeah, yeah. How about, there's
a clown.
Okay, well, there's an expression I use. Doesn't have to be just a guy in school. It can be anybody who plays up to somebody in authority, like either their boss or their teacher or their parents or whatever. And you just always do, you know, like a kid who brings an apple to a teacher, you know, that old...
Oh, I didn't do that.
But just somebody who always says, so can I do anything for you like that?
I didn't do that.
Okay, well, not you necessarily. But
yeah, I know. That's helping me think now. I guess you'd call somebody like that when teacher's pet.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking. I thought you meant go up goofing around with them all the time.
No, I goof around with them all the time. No, I mean somebody who's just doing...
Because I had a black teacher, I always try to get on a date.
Get on a date?
Till I take her home.
All right, have you ever heard of an ass kisser?
A what?
Ass kisser.
Well, you tell somebody to kiss your ass, I don't know what you call an ass kisser.
Okay, I'm just wondering, without somebody who's an ass kisser is somebody who plays up to...
That's what you say.
That's what we say. Or a brown noser is the other one. I don't say that.
An ass kisser.
Yeah.
Do you know any ass kissers?
Yeah, I don't. No, she's not one.
Are you?
No. I used to be in high school, but now I don't bother with it anymore. Okay. What do you call kinds of schools that people go to? I think you already talked about this, but like the school from like grades 1 to 6 or 1 to 7.
Elementary.
And the one between 7 and 9?
Junior.
And?
Yeah. High school.
Okay. All right, do you have a name for the kind of fence that you find around? I've already asked you about fences, but the kind that you find around a playground?
A fence, playground fence.
Okay. Good enough. What do you call the place at a school or at a YMCA or something where you play basketball? Is it a building?
A center?
Alright, but just...
Like we got in there?
Yeah, but you don't have one of those down there. But Kirkman has one. It's a whole separate building.
A gym.
Right, okay, good. What do you call the place where the toilets are in school?
Latrine.
What?
Latrine.
Okay. Any other names for you? Slang names?
John. John room.
John?
Can room.
What?
The can room.
Okay, all right, what kind of kids went to school with you? What races and nationalities?
Blacks, whites, I remember there's some Spanish people.
All right, can you give me some names? Like you were talking about yesterday, some slang names for blacks.
A coon. A nigger. Queer.
Okay, did you have any for the Spanish kids?
I had called spades or something like that. You know, that goes to a nigger too, a spade. A spit go to a nigger. They was Mexican. We used to call them Spanish spits. I never did, because the ones that was there were friends.
Were they? Okay, well then, I'm not just asking here, I'm not just asking what you call them, but what the other kids in the high school might have called them too.
Yeah, they spades and spits. And
how about Oriental people? Do you know any slang names for them?
No.
For Chinese people, maybe? Alright. How about Catholic kids? No slang names for them? Alright. How about Protestants that are real religious and go to revivals all the time? Every night?
A Christian freak.
Any other names for those kind of people?
No.
Especially the kids who go around trying to convert everybody all the time.
Just a Christian freak.
Okay. How about Jews? What do you call Jews? Or what do other people call them? No slang names for them either?